Hey, what's going on, guys? This is Justin here. I'm just dropping this audio into our main feed. This is an example of one of the things that we will be bringing with the Chase Down Premium channel. I don't know if you guys listened to the announcement episode, but the Chase Down does now have its own premium feed. We are not taking anything away from the main feed. It's basically just if any news breaks between when we record, which is typically on Sunday and Tuesday evenings, we're going to get our quick thoughts out there as long as we're available. We're going to do some question and answer, little off-topic stuff. So nothing is going to be taken away from the main podcast. We're going to continue doing it twice a week. Nothing's going to be withheld. There's going to be no special guests where we're putting it behind the paywall or anything like that. This is just a feed where we are going to give the diehard fans a little something extra, and anybody that wanted to support the podcast as well, you can support us with the premium feed directly. It's basically like Patreon without giving Patreon a cut, and we're giving you guys a little bit extra as well. So if you guys do want to subscribe to the premium feed, you can do so by going to bluewirepods.com/the-chase-down-premium. You can find it there. We got links out on our Twitter accounts as well. I'll put a link in the description of this episode. Just wanted to give you guys a taste of the type of content that we will be throwing out there. So if you guys like it, let us know. If you guys have something else that you would like to see from us before you subscribe to the premium, you can send an email to chasedownpod@gmail.com or let us know on any other platform. The payments start at 99 cents for the first month, then $5 a month moving forward. So let us know. Hopefully you guys like this. So here's the injury update for Ante Zizic as well as Larry Nance Jr.
Blue Wire.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James. It's over. It's over. Cleveland is a city of champions once again.
The Cleveland Cavaliers select Colin Sexton, Darius Garland.
Here comes Sexton. Some rhythm.
And he got it. Young Ball continues to wear him out.
What's going on, Chase Down World? Yours truly. Justin here, just giving you guys a quick update on the status of two of the Cavs' big men. Larry Nance Jr. did have his hand examined. The good news is it seems like it is not a long-term injury, which I think was one of the biggest concerns. You've seen it around the NBA this season. Just a ton of guys that have had ligament damage and have been out for multiple months. And given the state of the Cavs' big men to this point this season, that would be a really, really difficult blow. The Cavs have had one of the toughest schedules in the NBA to start the season, and the month of November is not getting any easier. So if they were going through these next couple weeks without Larry Nance Jr., it would have been a nightmare. We've talked a lot about Larry Nance's play so far this season. The on-off numbers just are not favorable in any way, shape, or form. But at the same time, he has not been put in a great position. He is in a circumstance where he is not playing with a true center very often. And that's been something that I think John Boeheim would like to remove from kind of the rotation and have him playing with the center. But due to injuries, that just hasn't been feasible. If he's struggling in that circumstance, just imagine what would happen if you put a less experienced player like a Dean Wade in there. I mean, those numbers and those minutes would just be an absolute disaster for the Cavs, and it would make it really difficult for them to win no matter how well the starting lineup is playing. So Nance being day-to-day hasn't officially been ruled out for Sunday or Monday. I saw Spencer Davies, friend of the podcast, was mentioning he's still participating in practice with his hand wrapped. That's probably an encouraging sign. So very, very good news there on the Larry Nance front. The other big news is that Ante Zizic will make his season debut for the Cleveland Cavaliers. So Marla Ridenour had announced that, and that his minutes will be limited to about 10 a game. So Zizic is an interesting character when it comes to these Cavs. He gets forgotten about, pardon me, quite frequently when we're talking about the young guys on this team. The Cavs did not pick up his option, so he is going to be an unrestricted free agent after this season. But at the same time, there is a willingness for the Cavs to retain him, and I think familiarity might give them a bit of a leg up when you're talking about who is going to sign him this summer. But he's going to have to show that he is worth signing, and I think that's going to be one of the biggest things. I know there is some optimism about his play. We've seen him be an effective player in the past. It can be a little tricky in today's NBA for big men that aren't able to switch out onto the perimeter, which I think is going to be one of the biggest shortcomings for him defensively. But he has shown that he can be a presence on the interior, can alter some shots. He's got a massive, massive frame and seems to have good instincts when it comes to contesting shots. Defense and rim protection is something that does take a long time to learn in the NBA, even though he did have experience playing professionally prior to the NBA. There's still a massive learning curve there, and it'll be interesting to see how he adjusts to that circumstance and whether or not he can step up with this opportunity coming up, because John Henson is still going to miss a couple more weeks, and Bayline has indicated that he has absolutely no desire to play Larry Nance at center, and Nance doesn't want to play at center. So if Zizic can make an impression in these games over the next couple weeks, even if it is just for the 10 minutes a night that they're starting him off with, that's minutes that you're not putting on the shoulders of Tristan Thompson and Kevin Love. That's going to help keep them healthy. That's going to keep Nance in a natural role and play him with a rim protector. And I think it could go a long way towards kind of cleaning up those second unit minutes that have really been what has let the Cavs down so far. So great news for the Cavs on the injury front. Larry Nance Jr., again, is not going to miss significant time. And Zizic is back in the rotation. So that's going to be really exciting to see how that goes. The Cavs take on the Sixers in an afternoon game on Sunday. And then on Monday, the Cavs travel back to the Garden. Really weird scheduling quirk there, where they play at the Garden twice in the span of a week. But Carter and I will be recording after the game on Monday. I'm going to have to catch up on the Sixers game. Got a lot going on, both with my wife's birthday, as well as my Blue Bombers, who are playing in the Western Conference Finals. So for everybody listening now, give me your thoughts and prayers, because I'm going to be an absolute wreck this weekend, one way or another. So it'll be interesting to see how the Cavs do. Hopefully they can get at least one win over these two. They played well against Philadelphia, and Philly seems to be in a bit of a slump. So I think there's an opportunity to kind of catch them flat-footed in that matinee game. So to all our premium subscribers, really do appreciate it. You guys jumping on this quickly in the process is really, really cool. Reminder, your first month, I'm sure you know, but your first month is just the 99 cents, then it increases to $5 a month. Shout out to everybody that has given us some feedback. And if you have anything you want to add, anything you want to see from this premium feed, let us know. Shoot us an email at chasedownpod@gmail.com. Let me know in the Discord. Find me on Twitter at CavsAnada. Yeah, if you don't realize that already, I guess I'd be baffled by that. That would be really impressive if you didn't know what my Twitter handle is, but you're paying for this feed. So thanks again for everybody for your support. We're really excited about this premium feed, and hopefully you're starting to see this is a great example of something that we'll do where it's almost like a verbal essay, just a quick thoughts on the current state of the Cavs when news occurs, one of us, if we're available, will try to jump on at our earliest convenience and just give you guys a little bit of information, quick thoughts, before Carter and I really discuss it in depth on the main podcast. So thanks again to all our subscribers, and until next time, go Cavs.